It was obviously your first fight, though, as the defending regional WBC belt holder. How did that feel to defend your title so emphatically with a third round total knockout?
Yeah, well, it's one of them. I tried really not to think about being a champion. I just thought of it more so as just another fight. You know, I had a similar answer for when I won the belt back in May. Like, the belt's not on the line or anything. You're just having a fight, if that makes sense. And, you know, try and take that unnecessary pressure off you, because fighting is stressful enough as it is, never mind with, you know, oh, this is your first fight as a champion, or this is a fight for a title, or anything. Just go out and perform and do what you do best, you know, and enjoy it.
What goes through your mind then, you know, getting up to the ring? Obviously, like you say, you're not trying to think about the fact that you won that title back in June. What goes through your mind then as you are stepping up into the ring on an occasion like that?
Yeah, to be honest, I'm sort of in like an autopilot mode, you know, and tunnel vision. Like, not a lot is going through my mind from the morning that I wake up on fight day. Like, I'm just very laid back and relaxed. Like, other fighters are different, you know. Some people have to really hype themselves up, or some people have to get emotional. For me, it's just, you know, at the end of the day, it is just a sport. I know it's a very dangerous sport, and, you know, we're fighting, people's lives are on the line, but, you know, just go in and do what you do best and enjoy it. Like, I don't think there needs to be anything more to it than that. Just make the walk, block out any unnecessary noise, and, you know, just go in and perform.
The fight itself then, how did that go for you? Because, like I said, obviously, three rounds into the fight, it was over. Did you feel, you know, you had the edge over Lomoli the whole time, or what was the fight like from your perspective, I suppose?
Yeah, well, we knew that he's a very dangerous fighter, because obviously 15 wins and 11 of them coming by knockout. So we knew he was a very hard puncher. So the whole game plan was, you know, don't give him the chance to hit you. So, you know, we made sure my defense was on point. And then after round one, once I was in my groove and he didn't land any punches, I thought, okay, I've got his timing down, etc. And then, funny enough, you know, as I'm getting older and I'm turning into a man, I'm starting to hit harder and get more powerful. I've been working on my strength and conditioning, and for the first time in my pro career, I actually put him down with a headshot instead of a body shot. Usually, a lot of my stoppages come from body shots, so I put him down in the second round with a headshot. And as I did it, I almost couldn't believe it. And then it wasn't until the referee started counting and I seen him get back up that I was thinking in my head, oh gosh, I've just knocked him down with a headshot there. And then I went back down to the body like how I usually do, and I dropped him with a body shot. And then, funny enough, again, for the first time in my career, the knockout itself came from a headshot this time. So yeah, so it's good, you know, knowing that the work I'm putting in the gym is showing in my fights, and, you know, I am getting better with each fight. And then to be able to put away an opponent where he's used to knocking everyone out, and then I've went and knocked him out, you know, it's a good feeling, and I'm definitely on the right track.
I'm glad you said that about, you know, how you're improving, I suppose, as a boxer. Is that one of the only changes you've seen in the last 18 months or so, or is what else have you noticed that you're really getting into your stride, I suppose, about what you're doing better than what you were doing 18 months ago?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's hard not to be confident when you're performing the way you're performing. I know it sounds a bit arrogant or cocky, but, you know, I used to be, especially as a teenager and back as an amateur, I used to be quite doubtful of myself, and having to, you know, the expectations of my older brother, for example, I would be quite doubtful and sort of unconfident. But when you start performing great, and then you perform great again and again and again, like I have been, you know, it's hard to doubt yourself, and you start believing in the hype. And obviously, you know, you hear all the old sayings, and I don't believe the hype too much. I'm going to stay humble, and I always try and critique myself, and my brothers are the first to critique me, especially if they think I'm getting too big for my boots. But yeah, I'm just riding on a big confidence wave at the minute, and, you know, the performances are showing that, and I'm confident, as well as just staying in the gym all year round. You know, I'm living the life. I'm not going out and drinking and partying or getting out of shape. You know, I'm staying fit all year round, which is actually something new for me as well. This is the first year I've given up alcohol, so, and I definitely think it's made a big difference. So I'm just living the lifestyle like a pro athlete now, and it's made a huge difference.
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it? I mean, what you just said there a few minutes ago, do you give your brothers a lot of credit for, I suppose, keeping you level-headed? Because obviously, like you said there, it's probably quite hard, obviously, only 18 months into it, but you've started so well. It must be quite easy to get carried away, I suppose, but do you give your brothers and the people around you a lot of credit for, probably keeping you level-headed, I suppose, and not going overconfident, obviously, because is that a danger as well?
Yeah, 100%. And, they've got the right balance. They'll give me the credit where it's due. But, like, for example, my oldest brother, his words of advice before the fight was, don't be stupid, word for word. So I knew what he meant by that. He meant basically, don't be putting your hands down and sticking your tongue out to the crowd. So, they definitely keep me. And, I respect both my brothers. Like, I look up to them both on the boxing aspect of things as well as in life. So, I will listen to what they say. And if they tell me to tone it down, they tell me to tone it down. If they give me my praises, I know they're real. They definitely have a big influence in my boxing career and even in my style as well. Like, they know how I like to box, so they know what the right bits of advice to tell me. And yeah, and to be honest, with my dad, we come from just a normal family, a hard-working family, and my dad's the hardest worker I've ever met. So, I don't think we're the type of kids, to be getting cocky or, don't get me wrong, we can have our fun now and then, but it would never get over the top. I always stay humble and remember that, we're just a normal lads from the Isle of Man just trying to make it in life.
Well, you say that, but obviously you're now ranked 24th in the UK as well. How does that feel as well for, like you say, a normal lad from the Isle of Man?
Yeah, it's funny, I was just in the car the other day with my friends saying, if someone told me that 2 years ago or 3 years ago that you'll be ranked 24 in the UK with some of the names that are in the UK in my weight division, like, some of them are lads that I look up to, and I think, wow, these are amazing, and they're boxing on TV, and you look at them and sometimes you even watch them for study purposes, and try and steal some of their moves. And then now to be only ranked a few spaces behind these lads, it's one of them. You just have to smile and appreciate the work you put in. Like, a lot of people don't give themselves a pat on the back, but I think it's important to, because, at the end of the day, it's me that's going on the runs, and I'm putting the hard spars in and training hard and dieting. It's me that's doing it all, So I might as well give myself a pat on the back. And I feel like I deserve to be, 24 in the UK and 326 in the world. So I'm climbing the ranks fast, and I believe in my ability. I've said it right from the start. I think I can go right to the top, and I'm not far now. So I've just got to keep going.
What does getting to the top mean for you now?
Well, I'm still 23, so there's no rush. My managers and my coaches have told me that as well. As soon as I box there on the weekend, it's easy to feel like you can fast track yourself. But if you want to make a career out of the sport and you want to do well, you still got to, go about it responsibly. So we're just going to keep climbing in baby steps, as always, until we start fighting on mega stages for mega money. It's just baby steps and just keep climbing, just as I have been in my first five. And keep picking away at opponents, climb the rank and keep improving in the gym. And then as soon as a big opportunity comes, grab it with both hands.
What's next for you now then?
Well, I've been offered the fight quite quickly and in 5 weeks' time, but nothing's been confirmed or approved yet, so I can't speak too much about it. But I made it clear after my last fight there that I want another title fight at the end of the year. So that's what's in talks now with me and my team. We're looking at another title fight for the end of the year, and then when I come home for Christmas, hopefully I've got two belts wrapped around each shoulder.
That's amazing, Sam. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just want to say thanks for everyone that's backing me, everyone in Perth and everyone back in the Isle of Man. Obviously people can't come and watch live, but people are watching it over the live streams on the internet and sending me nice messages and support me from a distance, so it does mean the world to me. And hopefully I see all familiar faces when I come back at the end of the year.
Thank you for having the stamina to make it to the end of the Manx Radio Sportscast. You're clearly someone who has their eye on the ball at all times. Want to hear more about the latest sporting news across the Isle of Man and much more? Then might I recommend you take the plunge and subscribe to this series or a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so that, in a flash, all of our finest moments take a winner's place on your smartphone. Thank you.